50 Days of Heaven by Randy Alcorn. This audio version is published by Oasis Audio through an agreement with Tyndale House Publishers. 50 Days of Heaven is read by Randy Alcorn.
Introduction: Learning to See in the Country of the Blind. Anna gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. Luke 2:38. Anthony Hokema writes, "The kingdom of God does not mean merely the salvation of certain individuals, nor even the salvation of a chosen group of people. It means nothing less than the complete renewal of the entire cosmos, culminating in the new heaven and the new earth." Most cultures believe in an afterlife. At question is not whether people will live forever, but where they will live and in what condition. Most cultures also have a concept of heaven and hell. They see some people as having a quality of eternal life that's far more than mere existence, and others as existing forever in a state of eternal death rather than life. This view is certainly consistent with what Jesus taught. "Then they, the unrighteous, will go away to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life." Sadly, many who believe in heaven think of it as a dull and undesirable place. This perspective might best be summarized by playwright George Bernard Shaw, who observed, "Heaven, as conventionally conceived, is a place so inane, so dull, so useless, so miserable, that nobody has ever ventured to describe a whole day in heaven, though plenty of people have described a day at the seashore." Shaw's view, however, is in stark contrast to the mindset of the early Christians, whose anticipation of heaven we find preserved in the Roman catacombs, where the bodies of many martyred Christians of the first century were buried. These underground